Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3 The Stream. We're here now with Norwalk senior Bailey Birmingham and junior Pearl Brown. Big 70-63 win tonight over Dallas Center Grimes. This was a little payback for you guys. Lost that first one at home. Bailey, you've been playing Dallas Center Grimes a long time in different sports. Is this the first time you've got them in basketball?
Yes, this is the first time we got them in basketball. I got them in softball a couple times, which has been really fun as well, but first time in basketball, and Coach Sickers told us that this was also the first time in 9 years that Norwalk has beat DCG in girls basketball. So it was really awesome to just put everything together tonight and beat them.
How long have you been thinking about this for both of you guys? How long have you been thinking about this game since the first time around?
You know, this is always one that's in the back of my mind just because it's a big rivalry with Norwalk. Like you said, in all my other sports, DCG is always highlighted on my calendar and in my brain. So it was just, like I said, really fun, really exciting night.
I agree with that. I think they've dominated us for all of my high school years for sure. So this game definitely made it a rivalry again. And so I think that definitely helped.
You guys got up so big. It was 35-9 at one point in the second quarter. Bailey, you hit 5 threes in the first half, 19 points. It just seemed like, and this is for both of you too, you had a different look in your eyes tonight. There was just a fire and a spirit and an energy out there from all of you.
Yeah, you know, I think it was just we were clicking on most levels tonight. And I think the biggest thing was too, just again, we were playing DCG and we all knew it was on the line. We all know really what we wanted and we all really wanted it really bad. And I think that just showed, especially like you said, in the first quarter, we came out really, really good.
Pearl, your thoughts?
Yeah. All of our practice leading up to this, we've been waiting for this game. We've been super hyped and well coached before this. Our coaches gave us a good speech. All of our players are working together to make this game possible and to beat DCG. I mean, I think that's why we did it for a wink in our eye, just because we wanted it so badly this time.
You knew that they would make a comeback. They did. They cut it down to 20 at half. They whittled it down to 13. But you had that little run where you got it back to 17 or 18. And I think that kind of helped prevent the comeback at the end. They did end up getting it down to 7. But just how nice was it to play with such a big lead?
Yeah, you know, I think we were up 20-25 in the first half. And we all just kept reminding each other, like, it's not over. We're up 20 in the first quarter. It is not over. We still have 3 more quarters to play. And we saw that. They, like you said, they made comebacks. They made runs. But I think just, sure, we have some things to work on executing and some pressure situations down the road. But overall, I think we did a really good job. We hit some big shots in the second half to keep growing that lead or maintain that lead. So that was big.
Yeah, I think it was definitely helpful for us to keep a little bit of a cushion for us. However, our shot selection was really well. And we knew that DCG was never going to let down. We knew that they were going to try to find a way to come back. But it was for us to stay composed and still energized to play both offense and defense.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk senior Bailey Birmingham and junior Pearl Brown after the Warrior girls defeat Dallas Center Grimes tonight 70-63. This forces a tie in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Unless there's a big upset somewhere, you guys are going to tie for that conference title. What does it mean to you guys? You guys have been a part of the program for a combined 7 years now to be able to say Norwalk girls basketball is a conference champ.
Yeah, it would be crazy. It would just be awesome. You know, looking back on my 4 years, especially freshman and sophomore year, to think that this is where I'd be my senior year is pretty crazy, but just now to be here, it's awesome. And we still, like you said, we have two more games that we still got to take this year, but we're confident we'll get those. So yeah, those will be, once we get those wins, it'll be a lot of fun.
This will be huge for us, not only as a program, but also for our community as well. And also for all the hard work we've put in, all the hard work that our coaches have put in. They put us in the best possible position we can be in. So for us to win this, it will just pay off for what we've been doing for the past 4 years.
Well, I don't know if you can believe this, but it's just 2 games left in the regular season. Does that make you a little sad? You know,
yes, I'm very sad and happy. I mean, the postseason is where it gets most fun, and we have huge goals this season. But at the same time, I'm really, really sad just looking back again on these 4 years. It's crazy to think that it's all going to be over here in less than a month. But to know that this year has been by far the best will be great. So I'm looking forward to the next 4 weeks.
Super sad to lose our seniors. I mean, especially Bailey, too. All of them are so fun, positive, just amazing teammates to play with. But it's definitely fun to be at the end of the season because this is when it starts getting serious. I mean, it comes down to one game and you're done or you keep going. So this is where it gets serious.
And we know you could see Dallas Center Grimes again if you both take care of business and get to the state tournament. Who knows how it'll fall, but would that be something that would be you guys would look forward to, is taking them on at Wells Fargo?
Yeah, for sure. That'd be another huge one. It's kind of like conference game in a state tournament game, obviously. So that'd be a really cool environment to play in again. But like you said, we got to focus on one game at a time. But know that that is a possibility. So we got to be smart and stay a little bit composed, just because that is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree with Bailey. I mean, it'd be super fun to play DCG again, another rivalry, and it'd be another conference game as well. So I think it'd be super fun.
I guess that would break the tie if you could play them again. So, and we've seen that in softball before. You guys have tied. Hey, girls, thanks for your time. That's Bailey Birmingham, Pearl Brown of the Norwalk Warriors. Congrats. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.